Today, again, we're continuing with our discussion until the time we started. Simon Kuf Nun Ches. So yesterday, page 91. Simon Kuf Nun Ches. We'll be at the base. So yesterday we discussed the reasons why we wash for bread, the two reasons why we wash bread, how can you make a bracha with Sivanu, if it's clearly a mitzvah d'rabbanan. What else do we say? Which hand do you wash first? Why? Do lefties do it differently? Okay, all that we did yesterday. So that brings us to base. Yesh mi she omer. So the opinion says, she'im eno ochel ela, turn the page, palchos mekaveya, that if you're eating less than an egg's worth, Mishnah Berurah explains, the egg is calculated without the shell. Yitol yada velo yavarch. So you wash your hands, but without a bracha. We'll get to this idea a little later also with something else, but the Mishnah Berurah explains, because less than an egg's worth is not mekabel tuma. So since the whole reason why we wash is because of konim and truma, so therefore since less than a kebeya is not, cannot become tame from the Torah, so therefore it won't become tame by your hands, as we discussed yesterday. So therefore, you don't have to, they didn't make a gzera in that case because it didn't apply. Good. Let's do gimel. Im ocha pol chos mekazayis. If you eat less than a kazayis, less than an olive's worth. Again, how big is an olive? Well, okay, let's say. Some say, to give you an idea how much that would be, everyone knows Tom Tom crackers. Everybody knows that. So seven of those, approximately, would make a kazayas. So let's say you have less than that. Yesh mishom reshen tzarech l'ntila. So the second point is, if you're eating less than that, so then you wouldn't have to wash whatsoever. Again, if it's less than a kabeya, so you wash without a bracha. Don't get confused. This opinion is saying that if you eat so little, you eat less than a kazayas, so then you don't have to wash altogether. Why? Kind of simple. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because that's not considered an achila. It's not considered eating if you eat less than that. Even as far as benching is concerned. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down many achronim who agree with this, that say you don't have to wash. But others disagree, the Magen Avraham and other Achronim, that even less than a kazayis, you wash, but you'd wash without a bracha. I have the same halacha as the first halacha that we discussed before. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, stay away from the whole thing, right? And don't put yourself in that type of situation where you'll just be eating that amount, and then you enter this machlokas Achronim, so just stay away from it. Okay. Okay, here we go. Now, Dal. I hate to take you back to Pesach since we're almost on Shavuos of Tammuz, but you're probably familiar from this about this halacha from Pesach time. Im ochel davar shetibulo be'echad me'sheva mashkim. If you eat something that was dipped into one of the Mishnah Berurah says dipping something, we're talking about fruits or vegetables, or we'll see later meat, any of those type of things. It's not bread. Not one from these things. Fruits and vegetables are obviously not from grains. But if you take those and you dip them into one of the seven liquids, what are the seven liquids? Shesimanim, the way to remember it is Yad Shach Adam. A hand slaughters and produces blood. Which is what usually happens. So that's the, what do you call it? Acrostic, the memory aid. Yeah.
An acronym.
Okay, I said acrostic, which will allow you to remember the seven famous liquids. What are they? The Hainu, what are the, what's the Rashi tables here? The Yud is for Yain, wine. Dalet is for Dvash, is for honey. Mishnah Berurah explains the honey we're talking about is, right, from bees, bee honey, not date honey. Or any other type of honey. Like today we make different, let's make beet honey. There's all types of honey we make. But anyways, bee honey, that's a dalet. Shemen, oil, meaning olive oil. Next page. Chalav is milk. Tal is dew. Dam, blood. Mem is mine. Okay, so if you used one of these, velonis nagev, and the fruit or the vegetable was not dried off, I feel like inadam nakos b'makom hamashka, even if your hand will not touch the point where the fruit or vegetable is wet, still, tzarkin tila b'la bracha. You have to wash without bracha. Remember Pesach? So that's this halacha. Okay, so this is the tibula b'mashka halacha. So we'll get into this, a very interesting halacha in Meir Seshem tomorrow. Now again, it's the same thing about tumah. Something, a fruit or vegetable is wet, so then it could conduct tumah. If your hands are tamei, again, if it's tumah, so it could be a problem. So it's the basic same idea. But I want to end today. Tomorrow, Meir Seshem, we'll get into this a little more. But I'm sure all of you have the same question. That is, one of the seven liquids, famous liquids, is blood.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the deal there? I mean, I can't consume blood anyways. So, the Mishnah Berurah has a couple of explanations. Now, you can't say that you're talking about fish blood or grasshopper blood, a kosher grasshopper, of course, because that's not called a liquid, as far as it goes. So, what we're talking about is real blood. So, the Mishnah Berurah says one shot is that you consume the blood because of health reasons. The doctor prescribed it. Probably one of the doctors we have around here, you know, one of these the doctors who prescribes anything. And because of pikuach nefesh, you'd be allowed to consume it. So you want to wash it down with an apple or something like that, I don't know, whatever it may be. So then you would run into this halacha. So that would be the case. Okay, so again, discussing this halacha, Meir Seshem, we'll get into it a little more tomorrow, hopefully. Tivul of Amashka.